the satellite, body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve we deploy, hit play, let's make some noise. Oh, Chubbs go wild, living free, living style. Turn it up, turn it loud. Chubbs go wild. Big hearts, big love, big dreams. Breaking molds, tearing seams. Together.
Welcome to a very fabulous, if not a bit late, Chubbs Gone Wild. I've recorded, this is episode 633, recorded on Wednesday, March 18th, 2026, where it is 88 degrees in Chubbland and partly sunny outside. There is a little bit of haze in the air, but it is actually record-breaking heat today.
Yeah, 88 degrees, and it's March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
insane.
Granted, there's elements that I love about it, like my legs and my knees don't bother me when the weather's warm,
oh,
which is nice. And then, but it's like, oh my God, I went to bed last night and it was 74 degrees in the house.
Yeah, that's just.
And the bad part is that you really can't open the windows because the pollen is so heavy because of the heat.
Yeah.
So it's a catch-22. Usually we get the pollen thing. It's another month before it really kicks in bad. And so we've got it bad right now. That's why we're late, because I am ill.
Yes.
But you know what? I can't let a week of Kathy Bacon's birthday go by.
I was worried.
It's not fair.
No.
It's not fair to anyone, especially not Kathy Bacon.
So. I know, especially when I know that she was sitting there hitting that refresh button over and over and over again. Like, where is it? Where's my love? Yes. Wow. I was actually going to elaborate on that and tell you something, but pollen, nope. You know what? I actually, a dear friend who asked to remain nameless, for my birthday, sent me an air purifier. It is something that I use every night. I keep it by my bed and I use it every night, and it has made a remarkable difference.
I've got two.
That's awesome.
I wished it felt like it was helping.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, but until I feel better, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that you feel better soon. At least we have proof of life. That's good. Hey, it is 18 days until Easter, 227 until Halloween, and 282 until Christmas is back with us. And of course, it is a birthday slash cake quarter month for our magnificent Miss Bacon. Right now, let us take a moment to celebrate her with an affirmation. I am allowed to rest, indulge, and savor life. What country are you living in? But yes, that would be lovely if we could do something like that at some point. In the meantime, let's talk about Patreon, which offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Stossage from the Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix, Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/mattbrillingame to find out how you can support the work that we do and be part of our little family for as little as $1 a month. Now, there are some headlines from history that we need to acknowledge and educate ourselves with for March 18th, starting in 1922, when Mahatma Gandhi was sentenced to 6 years in prison for civil disobedience. Timely. 1922, the Tri-State Tornado was the deadliest in U.S. history, killing nearly 700 people. Again, timely. 1937, a natural gas explosion at a Texas school kills nearly 300 people. Wow, that is crazy. 1942, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was authorized the War Relocation Authority, enabling Japanese American internment. Timely. 1963, the US Supreme Court rules guaranteeing the right to legal counsel. And in 1965, Soviet cosmonaut Alexei Leonov performed the first human spacewalk. And finally, in 1974, the Arab oil embargo against the United States is lifted. Timely. There were some notable birthdays, though. In 1837, Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president, which skipped a term for him. Timely. And finally, let's see, we also have Neville Chamberlain in 1869, Queen Latifah in 1970. What amazing year. 1979, we have Adam Levine. And 1989, Lily Collins. And also, we have two notable deaths in 1913, George I of Greece, and in 2017, Chuck Berry. Quite an eventful day in history. Now, let's see if we have celebrated any holidays, because that's how we roll here. It is Awkward Moments Day. Have you had an awkward moment today?
I have no pants on.
Oh, well, there you go. You could have one if you cough too hard. All right. It is Forgive Mom and Dad Day. Bueller. Bueller. Nope, guess not. Goddess of Fertility Day. Sure. National Biodiesel Day.
Oh, because it's we're celebrating it because it's over $5 a gallon now.
Apparently.
Okay.
Ugh. National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, I'd force myself to eat one. Oh, it's National Sloppy Joe Day. Do you like Sloppy Joes?
Not as much as I did when I was a kid.
Same. Absolutely. Yeah, same.
Actually, I find they're easier to eat on a hot dog bun or a roll. If you take you pull a little of the bread out, kind of making a well, and then that way you've got more area to hold it together. Do not break the seam. But that's the problem with hamburgers is they're always broke. The seam's broken. So it's always nice to have that one side that's holding it all together. Oh, and if you throw some American cheese on the seam when you're putting in the sloppy joe, it even makes it a tighter hold and creamy.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. I don't know. Sloppy Joe's just don't do it for me anymore.
Well,
But
not when ground beef is $6.99 a
oh,
pound.
that's for damn sure. I heard that
What
online.
the fuck?
Yeah. No, thank you. I haven't had ha actually, I haven't bought hamburger or any type of beef for God, 6 months, maybe.
Yeah, I did when it got down to $3.99 a pound.
Wow. No. All right. It is also Supreme Sacrifice Day. No thanks. And take down Tobacco National Day of Action.
Well, you gotta admit, it is really nice not going into a restaurant and having people smoke. And it's also really nice going over to other people's houses and nobody really smokes anymore. Not indoors. They smoke outside if they smoke at all. So.
Yeah, I have one friend and one acquaintance, I think, that still smoke, but other than that, almost all of my friends have quit smoking.
Right. And it's not to, and we don't want to be, we don't want to sound like those people who, oh, I used to smoke, or I'm a vegan, or but it's, I mean, we know it's smoking is not good for you, number one, really not good for you. I actually had to take a test when I hit 65 because I had smoked, that all men have to take that have smoked, even if you smoked one cigarette. It's some weird thing in your abdomen that they have to check.
That's interesting. I remember when I was in my early 20s, I got really, really super sick and I was at the hospital and the doctor was insistent that I smoked. And I was like, I'm around smokers a lot, but I don't smoke. And he's like, yeah, right. So that was weird. I'll probably have to take that too. But yeah, thankfully I never caught on to smoking. All right, we do have some other little observed for the month things. It's National Kidney Month, also National Noodle Month, National Peanut Month, Reuben Month. That's interesting. I haven't had one of those in ages. National Umbrella Month. Why?
Oh,
And
because March
Olympians.
is supposed to be spring,
Yeah,
not summer.
that
And
would
so spring comes
sense.
with, May, what is
Hours.
it? April showers. So see, we're leading into rain, but unfortunately there is none.
Yeah, that's so sad. It's also National Clean Out Your Closet Week. Okay. I don't know. I meant to do that during winter, but then here we are. So, all right. It's also we got some birthdays to celebrate, so we want to send happy birthday celebration and things out to Mario, also to Carter, and recently to Andy, Owen, Colleen, and Cal. And we have some other upcoming birthdays: Jason, Diane, Liam, Raylan, one of our amazing actresses from the old days at Lambda Players. We have Kathy, Brett, Zachary, Greg, Christian. Oh my gosh, I almost said syphilis. I'm so sorry. Phyllis, N.R. Walker, the author, and we have Kristen, Alexandra, Richard, Jason, Amanda, Steve, and Machiavelli. There's a name that you don't hear much. So, although I bet he hears it a lot, that's another story. Anyway, also happy birthday sending out to little Karata, one of my college friends' kids. It is his sixth birthday today, and he is just a lively little sprite. Yeah, he's gonna grow up to be a handful. And I say that in a good way. He's not
Oh
a
yeah, it sounds like
No, but yeah,
it.
he's. I sh oh no, let me rephrase. He's going to grow up to be a personality, so that's cool. Anyway, oh yeah, and it's happy birthday to Miss Bacon. I completely forgot. Yeah, how did I do that? All right, it's time to send some chub hugs out, and I want to send some chub hugs out one to Mr. Tom because I am glad that he's at least feeling up to recording, and I hope he feels better. And also to Phoenix Dave. So I posted on Facebook a few days ago this stamp that had my face on it. And it's like a stamp that, you put your ink stamp stuff on. And it was absolutely amazing and fun. But it got here and it didn't have any like invoice or note that it was from anyone. I had no idea who sent it. Finally, Ms. Bacon was the one who put it together because Mr. Big Fatty over at the Big Fatty Show, BFO online, got one too and knew who it came from. So I was able to figure it out. So thank you, Miss Bacon, and big chub hug to Phoenix Dave. All right, well, Mr. Beetlejuice here would like to send some chub hugs out, I'm sure.
Well, chub hugs out to anyone that's going through what I'm going through. This is miserable. Mine's a combo of allergy-induced asthma mixed with some sort of it's like COVID, but it's not COVID thing that's going around. So breathing is an option with this thing.
Well, I do know that there's been several warnings about new respiratory illnesses been going around. So,
And I guess it's very high in the Northern California area,
yes,
probably because of the allergies coming in as well.
I'm sure that doesn't help at all. All right. Well, we did have something for our feedback. Ms. Kathy Bacon said the greatest gift is Tom embracing it. 4 years ago, I could hear his eyes roll all the way from California. So thanks for humoring me. We don't need to humor
It's
you.
not
We
humor.
love you.
Yes,
We
it's
celebrate you.
correct.
All right. Well, we did have a couple very sad celebrity deaths this time.
Oh, Jesus.
I know he died a long time ago, and actually, he's going to rise for in like 18 days,
Well,
so
that's what they are hoping for. I love when they go, well, I mean, 'cause there's actually soldiers right now that are complaining to their their higher ups that their sergeants and the people in charge of their their areas are pushing towards, well, we'll get taken care of this, and then we'll have the they're going to take us up, and then it's all going to be good. The thing is, Jesus comes down, and then the Jews go, well, we don't want to convert, and then he sends them to hell.
Well, yeah,
Okay,
that's the thing, is that they're
that
all supposed
sounds
to go to
good,
hell.
huh?
But you know what? The just for anybody that questions the what do they call it, the when they all ascend, the shit. I don't know why it's not there. Anyway, the whole thing where they all, Jesus like lifts all the good Christians up to heaven and all that stuff. It's not a biblical thing. It was 1830. Some chick had a dream about it, told some guy, and he turned it into religious philosophy. It's not real.
Well,
It's not in the Bible. It's
not that
not a religion.
the religious stuff is real either. That's the whole thing.
Well,
It's just like
I'm not saying that. I'm
waiting for
rapture.
the church, not the Mormons, but the
Oh God, I know who you
yeah.
mean.
Well,
Yes.
they follow a book by some guy that's from this, century, or he was in the
Oh, you mean the
19, you know,
Mormons?
1900s. No, it's not. It's no, it's
The Mormons or the Mormon Bible, they're new ones.
no. This is
Oh,
the other.
the ones that don't celebrate the holidays, that
Yeah,
don't come indoor.
John
Jehovah's
Travolta.
Witnesses.
Thank you. That they have a novel that somebody wrote, and now that's their Bible. So.
And they only believe that 144,000 people are actually going to heaven. So why do you keep trying to convert people?
Yeah. Anyway, so death this week, Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell has died at 64. That's how we've had a lot of especially band members die in the last few, like at least the last month. It's been quite a bit, which is strange. But then, God, can you imagine being on the road 200, 250 days a year, traveling, performing, and yeah.
And if they did drugs on top of that, that was the good. They
Sure.
got the good stuff that messes you up. So, yeah.
Well, I just remember back in the 90s when all of a sudden there were a lot of people who died suddenly that were very young. And the one thing they all had in common was the good cocaine from the 80s. Yeah. So, anyway, Judy Pace, 83 years old, she's one of the first Black actresses to break the color barriers, playing a villainess on Peyton Place, appearing in Brian Song, shows like Batman Bewitched, I, Dream a Genie, and The Flying Nun. That, back during the 60s, where a lot of people were, because I've been watching Bewitched, and it's incredible seeing the actors that became stars a year later, 10 years later, 20 years later, had, little stupid roles in these shows, but they were really groundbreaking. And if I remember back during the 60s, there was Diane Carroll and O'Hara, and Nicole Nichols.
Yes, I
I
love
mean,
her.
these were two stars, Black female stars. And of course, Diane Carroll actually had that was her own series, that she had. And that was pretty impressive. Nicole Nichols was the first interracial kiss on television. But just getting work at this time period during the 50s and the 60s is worthy of applause. But
Especially on television.
oh God. Yeah, because the biggest problem was that the actual stations had a lot more power than, because I remember when soap came out, you could not watch soap on ABC in Sacramento, California.
So bizarre.
You could, if you got channel four, no, not four, seven from San Francisco, you could watch it. And I got to see a little bit of it when I was a kid, but not until, I don't think it was until like the third or fourth season that you could see soap here in town.
I remember they did the same kind of thing for Brothers. Remember
Well,
Brothers?
no, that was Showtime.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it, when it when it they did a rerun thing of it, and you could actually watch it on a San Francisco
Oh
channel,
yeah.
but
Yes. But
you
then
couldn't
that's when they were syndicating, and then you can be, when you're syndicating, you can be a total bitch.
hear.
Or they can, I should say.
All right,
Okay,
well,
any
what's
anyway,
up
let me
with your
tell
week?
let me tell me about my week of when I was conscious. On RuPaul's Drag Race this week, they did a roast, and the two best roasters came in the top three. But Darlene, who I really love Darlene. She's kind of a country gal, tall and goofy, but she's coming of age. She's really getting to know who she is as a drag queen, and you don't get to see that very often on this show. Usually, you see people realize that they don't know what they're doing, or they go crazy, like a Jinx Monsoon did. So anyway, Darlene ended up winning this week, not with the best roast or the best runway, but with a real, an improvement over the earlier weeks. She's never been on the bottom, but she's always been kind of safe. And so that was, I didn't mind her winning. And the other two were Jane Don't and Mikey, were the other two on the top. I see Jane Don't and Mikey being in the final two. So we're really seeing it shape up. But they did get rid of, oh, okay. Is it Can You Please Her? The black girl who's been scraping by. First of all, she doesn't know how to, she doesn't remember her words for her lip syncs. And it's made her lose more challenges because of it. I mean, it's obvious, when you see somebody that's obviously faking it, blah 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 blah.
Watermelon
Yeah,
lemonade. Well,
exactly. So, yes. So, Can You Please Her ends up going home this week, and everyone's happy about this. If you watch Pit Stop with Bianca Del Rio right now, which is on YouTube, she has not liked Can You Please Her because of the lip sync thing, because she's kind of lazy with what she's doing. It's like clothes, not enough effort, comedy, not enough effort, and but she's got personality galore. Anyway, I'm going. So I'm glad to see some movement. Sheriff's County is Country is back on CBS. And finally, the guy who plays the sheriff's father, or the grandfather, who's an old weed dealer from the for years and years, he was an illegal weed dealer. So there's a scene where him and the girl from shit, Sabrina, the teenage witch, she was the aunt that you really liked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Okay.
she's also in the show.
Excellent.
And there's a scene where her and grandpa are getting high together. And it is just such a sweet scene. But I'm glad actually she's on the show, Carolyn Ray. And I'm glad that the grandfather, the guy who plays the grandfather, is back, because he wasn't on like the first two episodes, and I was getting worried that mid-season change, like they've been doing on Tracker, where characters disappear, which is something I also want to discuss with you about Star Trek Academy, but we'll get to that. American Idol, they're in Disney Hawaii right now. So, pretty backgrounds, but it's just so hard when they've gotten to this area. We're already starting to have America vote, and it doesn't feel like we've started the competition yet at the same time. So I don't know. It's been very confusing since it's gone over to ABC, or is it Fox now? It's ABC. So yeah, it's weird. But what I find fascinating, Benson Boone, you know who he is, and Kiki Palmer both had come from American Idol. They both had been on American Idol. They didn't win. And this is why I always, when people go, "I really like The Voice better." Okay, no one on The Voice ever does anything, right? They go on to nothing. I mean, I'm sure there's a few people that have gotten a nice religious album out of it, but that, I mean, every time you turn around, you find out that, well, I went on American Idol and I only got into the top 24. Okay. Jennifer
Hudson.
Hudson got to number eight, and it's like a lot of times on American Idol, just being exposed on American Idol isn't enough to get you into a door.
Well, look at David Archuleta, who's having huge success right now. Look
Right.
at what's our queen boy?
Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert. He's just phenomenal. He's like a he's like he's become like a music staple, right?
Right.
And
And
then
it's weird. He's never been like Madonna. He's
right.
never been like even like a Manilow or a Eagles, but he is a staple in American music, because I don't know if it's because of the Queen stuff. I think it's just because he's so diverse, and he's and that then he just had his time on stage
On
in New York
Glee,
in
on
Cabaret,
tons of
and he's
stage,
just over and over and over showing just how talented he is, and he goes for it. He's got a new tour for his country album that he's bringing out, and it's
That's
coming through
crazy.
Sacramento.
That's
So
really awesome. And but you look at Clay and Ruben. What do you
right.
hear from them these days? I mean, I'm sure they're still out there doing something, but
Oh no, Clay
like,
and Ruben are actually they toured together last year as you gotta remember that American Idol came out 20 something years ago. And so you look at who has a career over a 5 year span. You know, most bands and most artists get two, three albums, and then after that they're, self-producing kind of stuff, and it's not making it on the radio anymore. So I look at people who are still working. I mean, the guy that was so terrible, that ended up winning American Idol, remember, he was like a lounge singer, but everybody loved him. He's still working. You still have Carrie Underwood. You still have Kelly Clarkson.
Absolutely. Kelly Clarkson to me still is the epitome of what of the star of that show.
Yeah, well, and if you look back at, I mean, when I was in Broadway, there's people from American Idol that are working on Broadway. It's funny if you look at it. It's RuPaul's Drag Race, American Idol, and what's the other one? There's one more that seems to be flowing talent onto Broadway, and I it's oh Glee. Glee's the other one.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I mean, Glee in the last year has had Lea Michele, Darren Criss, not to mention that Darren Criss and Alex, and I can't remember her last name, and the girl in the wheelchair, all Tony winners in the last 4 or 5 years. And Lea Michele will be up this year for Chess. So it's very exciting. Let's see, Survivor. Savannah went home, which was fine. I'm just glad to get rid of her. Actually, that may have been last week. So I didn't write down the new one. But it's interesting because you watch the show, and even though everyone's back from something else, you're still looking at the Aussies. And it's like, oh my God, he's so old now. It's Ozzy, but all these like girls, especially, I don't remember who the fuck they are. But the show's fun, and they're really honoring the kind of 50th. I mean, think about that. 50 episodes, 50 seasons, and you're still keeping it kind of fresh. Crazy. Let's see. Da, da, da. Looking at anything special with that. If did you ever watch Scrubs when it originally came out? The reboot is fun. I mean, I didn't really watch it that much originally, but I did watch Cougar Town. So every time they keep making references to people, and here comes an old somebody that was on Cougar Town for an episode or the entire time. So I'm waiting for my alumni from Cougar Town. Ted's back over on Peacock still. It's really, I don't I the vulgarness of it doesn't bother me, but it still kind of surprises me. Culinary Competition with Padma over on CBS, enjoying that. Although Buddha was in the bottom for the first week, and I was shocked.
Really?
Yeah, it was shocking. What? Oh, Skinwalker Ranch. I finished Beyond Skinwalker Ranch first, which only had 8 episodes, but the Skinwalker Ranch has 13, so I'm still working on those. They're just kind of fun watching. Just they're fun. They're fun if you're anybody that's into aliens and craziness, you're gonna love it. The Oscars were this week, and honestly, oh my God, it almost ran 4 hours. It wasn't particularly super boring, except the commercials. That's why I'm really wondering if they're gonna have commercials on YouTube when they do it, because to what is it? 3 years from now, it's going to be on YouTube, and I'm looking forward to that because I think taking off the pressure of network television has got to make it easier on everybody. Let's see. I didn't get to see Leslie Jones because I was sick.
Did oh you didn't
No, I didn't get to go. Well, it's just when you can't breathe, it's hard to walk and laugh, so better not to go. But I do have Jimbo coming up Next week? Yeah, next week, which she does an entire evening of Joan Rivers. So I cannot wait.
Nice.
I tried watching Hamnet, which was
Yeah.
up for Best Picture, ended up winning Best Actress. And the weird thing was that I'm 25 minutes into the movie at this point, and I don't know what it's really about. So I read what it was about. We hadn't even touched on that yet. 25 minutes into this, and the plot hasn't even kicked in. So I stepped out. The total awards, I hated that another battle thing that won Best Picture. I did not like the show. I thought it was boring and confusing, and
What one best?
it's another bad what is it? There's always another battle, or
Huh.
it's the
I haven't heard of it.
Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's on
Oh, that one.
yes.
Okay.
So and Sinners was the other one that was nominated. And even though I wasn't a huge fan of Sinners per se, what I did like was the cinematography, and
Yes.
that won Best Cinematography, which I was happy because
Good.
they were going, oh, it could go this way or that way. One battle after another. That's the name of the show.
Okay.
And I'm so I was glad about that. I was also glad that Amy Madigan won for Weapons, just because the old guard. Let's try to achieve to give people who've been around years and years and years, if they do something outstanding, give them a fucking award. It's just that was one thing that I got. I did a lot of reading the last week, and it was all they kept talking about were the people who've never received Oscars, never gotten Oscar nominations. And it's just how did this person get past? And then you've got people that have multiple awards that it's like, because I mean, well, somebody put it this way. Every year they give out the Oscars to the best roles. Because let's face it, Louise Fletcher would never have won an Oscar if they went on talent for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Her nurse Ratched was so subdued. She was putting me to sleep while she was talking, but she was this evil character, and everybody else made her seem more intense than I thought she was. But it's interesting because you look at how Alfred Hitchcock never got an Oscar, and you look at how Cary Grant was never nominated for an Oscar,
Weird.
and that Glenn Close and Annette Bening have not won Oscars, even though they were in big shows that normally it's like, well, they got it because they were in that movie, and it's like this something else comes up. It's weird. So and then finally Anne Hathaway was on the Oscars. I didn't know it was Anne Hathaway. I don't know what she's modified, but it didn't look like Anne Hathaway. So while we do the, because you're doing Star Trek Academy finale as well, I'm wondering if we're going to see a modification of the characters on that show when we come back for season two. Like, because the adults in the show are fantastic. The characters are fantastic. The people, I mean, I'm sick and tired of Paul Giamatti playing villain characters. He bores me. He's much better as the nice guy. I really, because I just don't like him as a villain. So that bothered me. But other than that, all the adults are great. And then it's the kids. I don't like them very much.
I can understand that. I mean, they are still the kids or their characters anyway are still finding themselves, but I don't
Sam's very
like
likable.
who.
Sam.
Oh, Sam is great.
She's
I like the way that they evolved her character.
right. But even so, even before they involved, they evolved her, it was I enjoyed her character. I kind of like the
Bubbly.
No. It's the, what is it called? The big guy in the skirt. The
Oh, the Klingon, yeah.
Klingon in the skirt.
Yay, Klingon.
It's kind of something appealing about that character. And
Yeah.
this has nothing really, maybe it has something to do with the actors. I don't know. Maybe it's the writing, but the two leads, the guy who's looking for his mother and then the girl who, can mind fuck everybody.
The
I don't like her
banshee.
at all.
Well, and
She's,
that okay, that I'm actually right there with you. I Here is this character, the Beta Zed woman, who is supposed to be different from her people because she is able to really mess things up. She goes into this war camp. She goes into the war part of it, not the space exploration.
right.
She's supposed to be this big, she's gonna murder her and be a big, and she is a simpering version of Rachel from Glee. Whenever
Oh.
I see her, all I see is Rachel in Star Trek. She
I can't.
bores me. She is the cooker cut the cookie what cookie cutter version ingenue. Like, she's like, pick a thing. Are you a badass or are you needing to be saved every 5 minutes? And who cares about their freaking love story?
Right, at all.
And him,
And why so fast?
I really hope that they let him have some facial hair next season, because which has already been shot and in the can, so I think everybody has come back. But he is, I've seen him with facial hair, and he is a really beautiful man.
Because
But
then
the way
you
he
have.
is, I'm just like, it's a good thing you got a tight uniform that shows you off, because your character is boring.
And
I
him
just
finding his
don't.
mother thing, I
Yeah.
mean, granted it was a good
Art.
arc, but it was not, it didn't have to be as involved as it was.
Right.
And then the pilot girl, I kind of liked, but I don't really know much about her. You
Oh,
know,
yeah. I think they'll
she's,
evolve her more to be more interesting.
and I do, for some, I don't know why I like him other than he vomits glitter,
Oh.
but I do like, there's something, I mean, granted the glitter and the sarcasm kind of pull me through, but they've got to do something on tightening up these kids' characters.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to pull down the show. And it's like I said, it's really sad because, I mean, all of the adults, I don't even know who they are as actual actors because of some of the makeup, but they're sensational. They really are. Every scene that they're in is interesting. Oh, here comes the kids. Okay.
Oh,
And
yeah.
they focus too much on the kids.
Well,
And
and you got Tig Notaro,
right.
who in that last episode, she's phenomenal, and they write her for her so well.
Now, has
Like,
she
I
been
mean,
on
just the
before?
asides that she throws out, like when they call her captain, she's like, I'm not a captain, and then just continues doing her thing.
Was she on a previous
Yeah,
series?
she came in the middle of Discovery.
Okay.
Yeah.
She feels very comfortable character. That's what I thought.
Yes. And then her girlfriend, the big blue Klingon in there,
Right.
she is the lesbian comedian that it was from Africa, and her family's in London. She's super popular right now. I don't know. I unfortunately her name's not there.
Right, and I can't, I'm sure I'll recognize her out of
Oh
makeup.
yes, you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she and that
And the guy who
prosthetic.
plays the doctor is great.
Yeah, I've warmed
Yeah.
up to him because I didn't care for him much.
Well, but that was his character. He was
Right.
supposed to be a little bit off. So
Yeah.
yeah, I'm looking to see, looking forward to see if they make some serious changes into.
When they go into two, if they get them to where they're doing positions on the ship, because that's one of the things I liked about the last episode, is they made the kids had to
Yeah.
take positions on the ship, and then they finally felt like they were fitting instead of just flailing around. Oh, what do we do? We're in school. So yeah. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to it, but you know what? They could take the Beta Z girl out and I'd be completely fine with it. The Beta Z brother was not in the last two episodes. So that they may have taken him out. I don't know.
Oh, and what was okay? Remember when they had the day off and they went to the planet where he was going to get married? Some one of the
Oh yeah.
who which character was going to get married?
The one that vomits glitter. He was the
Oh, okay.
right, and then the Klingon went with him
Right.
for some reason, or followed him because he
Well,
thought
because
he was
he,
kidnapped.
yeah, right.
And then it turns out that he wasn't. And then they kind of have, and that's the thing is that the guy that I can't remember his name, but the guy that vomits glitter, his people are actually sexually fluid. So
Okay.
they don't, so that they're just attracted to whoever they're attracted to. They're not,
Right.
you know, they don't
And
have.
I was sorry to see our oh God. I can't
Klingon,
I Spock was a
Vulcan.
Vulcan, the Vulcan kid that got killed.
Oh, I was sad about that.
Yeah,
He's
I was
kind of
too.
a cool character.
I didn't I it's it, it seemed like okay, this is the woman from the second one, God, I'm terrible right now. The second series that came, Next Generation, that
Okay.
got killed the first season.
Oh, Tasha Yar.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I
Well,
mean,
she brought
it's like,
that on herself, but what?
right, but it's like, why'd they have to kill this kid off? He didn't seem like a character necessary to take
Right.
out.
He actually seemed like he was kind of fun
Well,
and
but
being developed.
he seemed like he was part of the group. And maybe that was the whole concept, but he'd been around a
Right.
while.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was the Tasha Yar of this season for Star Trek.
Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
rest your
So,
week.
yeah, I'm looking forward to more. Let's see. So mine started out with a little adventure on Monday when we didn't record because I was supposed to, my friend, my dearest darling friend Heather, who I absolutely adore, was supposed to take me to my consultation appointment for my colonoscopy. So, she was supposed to be here at 8, and she was late, quite late, for my appointment at 10:15. And so we were headed there, and she has an EV, one of the early EVs that only charges for about 60 miles. So we had to stop and get a charge, and it was a comedy of errors. We went from having not being able to find the chargers to the chargers being the new ones and not being able to actually charge her car to having to go to another place to charge her car. Then we finally get all the way down to Lodi, which is where my appointment is, and we get there and the address is wrong. And so they give me the right address, so I go over to the right address and they're like, "Oh, okay, well, you're half an hour late. Well, we'll try to fit you in. Just hold on." And so there's this tiny little waiting room, and every seat is taken except one. And the one seat that isn't taken, this woman has her gigantic purse on that obviously she hasn't cleaned out from since the 90s, and she ain't moving it. So I'm standing there waiting, and they're like, "Okay, well, they said you can we'll fit you in, but it'll be a wait." And then a few minutes later, she starts trying to check me in and she said, "Oh, your appointment was canceled 2 weeks ago. And you should have gotten some texts and calls on this date." And I'm looking at my phone going, "Nope, nothing there." So they took my phone number to input it and make sure it was the right phone number. And then sent got me a new appointment in June. And sent me on my way. Only by then, Heather had gone off to charge of the car again. So I sat on a bench and waited for about half an hour, although I did get to catch up with my friend Shafina, which was really nice on the phone. And then my phone battery was at 10%, so couldn't do any phone stuff anymore after
All
that.
right, that's it. We're taking you out back.
So then we decided to go to Raising Cane's for lunch. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been there before. I wouldn't go back because of the prices. They were high. But the food, actually, I was very impressed with the chicken burger, which we'll talk about later, that I ate. So we did that, and then of course my credit card would not work, even though it had money on it. It wouldn't work to pay for it. So I had to pay for it with another card, but I couldn't find that card. So I had to pay for it with another card that I was trying not to use. We leave there, and then we get to a place where we're going to charge again, and we ran into more issues. Had to go to another place where we had to charge. Had to go to Winco finally. I've hurt my shoulder twice. I fall out of the car. We get
Wait,
inside,
why
do
did you fall out of
shopping.
the car?
Because I had hurt my shoulder and I couldn't lift myself upright. So,
Wait, no.
what?
How did you fall out of
Well,
the
I didn't
car?
how did I fall out of the car?
Yeah.
Just getting out of the car. You know what it's like when you have a low car that with a tiny door and you're fat and you have to push yourself up from. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Now I didn't like fall where I like hurt myself and landed flat or anything, but it was like enough to hurt my shoulder again.
Okay.
So we get in the store, I
Wait,
pick up half
are there
the
any
shit.
pictures of this?
No.
Damn it.
Well,
Okay.
who knows? YouTube and social media, it could have been
Yeah.
someone. But so I get in the store, forget half the shit. They don't have any Suzy Q's, which was one of the things I was looking forward to getting there. And then we finally get home about 3. Work wants me to do stuff, and I'm just like, oh hell no, because I'm dehydrated. I'm just like, I'm chugging water, sitting in front of a fan, and then I'm going to bed. And then yeah, so that was my fun little adventure. Hoy vey. So anyway, other than that, I've been playing, still playing through the new zones in World of Warcraft Midnight, and I'm in a zone right now that is known as the Void, and Void stuff just doesn't interest me, so kind of bored. But after I finish that zone, I'll be going out back and finishing up other zones that I did really enjoy. So there we go. Star Trek we talked about. I finished watching Shelter with Jason Statham. That's the new one that is out. It is really good, other than the dog getting killed, which we talked about last week. You always save the dog. Basically, this is another, he's a special agent who has to go clear himself and find his name because technology is tracking him everywhere, and that's how they find him, blah blah blah. And he's got a girl in tow that he has to save. But it was very fun, very entertaining, and I totally enjoyed it. And if you like action movies and you like Jason Statham, you're gonna like this. So I sure did, except for that one part. I watched Hidden Strike, which is from 2029 23. It is on Netflix. It Jackie Chan, John Cena, basically another we're in the desert and we have to get through this zone, and we have to beat each other up and become friends to find out who's stealing what. And it turns out it's all about trying to steal oil. So
Oh, that's that
yeah.
sounds familiar.
Right. It actually, if you like the action and you like if you like Jackie Chan, John Cena, you're gonna like the film. I found it a little pedestrian myself. Oh, it's Apple. And then I started watching The Expanse again, and really enjoying it. I think I've watched it through twice now, and so I'm watching it again. It's just really good, but they're at the point where they're starting to go through the gate, and stuff after that I found really boring. So blah. I watched Foul Play from 1978. That was the new show that we're going to be talking about on Matinee Minutia, coming out in a couple weeks. And that's with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase. Thankfully, Chevy Chase wasn't actually in the film that much. Goldie Hawn did an amazing job. But it was a movie that we definitely I enjoyed kind of, but I also had a lot of stuff to poke fun of. But the best thing about this film was Goldie Hawn and Billy Barty. Now, when's the last time you saw this film?
Let's see, probably 40 years ago.
Okay, so I had actually never seen this, and I had confused it with Fletch, whatever the Fetch, I don't know, the other Chevy Chase movie, and I was not looking forward to watching this, but actually, Billy Barty and Goldie Hawn, where she's been told to beware of the dwarf, and he comes in and he's a Bible salesman, and she thinks that he's there to kill her, and so she ends up beating him up, and then there's just this huge hilarious scene afterwards. So just that part, there is some brilliant moments in this film, but then there's a lot of blah. Yeah, so anyway, Young Sherlock, have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay, so oddly enough, some of our friends who I never thought would actually watch this have already watched it. So that was weird. Anyway, so Young Sherlock, it's directed by Madonna's ex-husband.
Guy Ritchie.
Thank you. I keep trying to block him from my mind. A lot of his projects I do not like. And this one was not bad. But it was very much him because it was disjointed, where they would, when you have the transitions where you're like, oh, we're going off to another land right now, so we're going to do some shots that are going to intro and get you that we're going to Egypt right now. And it would all of a sudden become like claymation for like one of those, but it would never do that in the series again. And the next one would end up being like, I don't know, hieroglyphics or, it just something that, like, you're like, this whole series is so disjointed. And then some of it would be really good and well done, and some of it would be, and the ending, totally predictable, total snooze fest. So, but if you're just bored, go ahead, give it a watch. Real quick, I watched Red Notice from 2021. That's with Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot. Guess what? I'm pretty sure I've already watched it, but it was so boring that I forgot I watched it until about halfway through, and I'm like, wait a minute, I think I've seen this before. There is a second one that is possibly going to be coming out, so enjoy that. I watched the first of the Dune movies again, and I didn't finish it. It's good up until he gets out into the desert, and then boring. And then I watched the 1984 version of Dune just to refresh my memory how bad it was, and it was bad, but there was actually some fun stuff in it.
No.
Yeah, Sting being completely nuts. Yeah, that was kind of fun. But yeah, most of it just bad. Code 8, which was 2019, and Code 8 Part 2, which just came out in 2024. Robbie Amell, Stephen Amell, who's from Green Arrow, where they it pa empowered people are fined and kept down and treated horribly and everything, and so they have to become villains. I don't know, if you're bored, it's okay. And then I watch Hidden Strike. Wait a minute. What was the other one?
Away
Hidden
series.
Strike. Okay, no, I already talked about Hidden Strike. So then the final one was a series called Away, which was from 2020. It had Hilary Swank in it leading a group off to Mars and leaving her family behind. And it's basically the stuff on Earth is a big family drama, and oh, mom, why did you leave? And it's horrible. And then the stuff in space is like, oh, what's going to break this time so that we all have a horrible thing happen? And yes, I know you have to have something that's going to keep the series going, so there's got to have some problem or something, but it was like, we've seen other space shows do the same issues. Why can't you? Anyway, so, but I didn't hate it, actually. It for what it was good. Now, what would you do? A friend posts a photo of you online that you hate. Do you ask them to take it down? Comment jokingly to save your face, or ignore it and stew?
I tell you to take it down.
Tell me, I don't
Yeah,
post
because I
pictures of
have.
you.
You've had pictures of me that I hated and I told you to take down.
And I
And you
probably
did.
ignored you.
No, you took it down because you are, you did, you,
Respectful?
and you didn't think that it was a problem.
No.
But if I didn't like
Oh,
it,
that? No. Okay, that's a different story. But
it's still, it's the same thing. It really is. If somebody puts up, okay, if I put up a picture of you that you hated, and you go, I really hate that picture, and I didn't want to take it down, you'd be pissed. Especially, God knows, what you, especially once Brian comments on the picture.
luckily he doesn't do Facebook anymore, but
Oh,
yeah.
he checks my stuff.
Oh, I bet he does. He checks his stuff. Now, I tend to ignore that. I don't like it, but when I post photos now, if I have somebody else in it, I ask them if it's okay, because I have spent too many times with a certain person who shall remain Clint, who is always like, oh my God, don't post any photos of me unless I. And then if I am able to actually post a photo of him that he likes together, he does the whole, don't tag me. Don't tag my Facebook. I don't want to deal with and somebody with drama. And I'm like, oh God, that's just drama in itself. So yeah, I tend not to post pictures that have other people in it now.
Which is, I think, it's smart.
Yeah, it's just too much drama.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Anyway, if somebody does it, it depends. If it were somebody that was close to me, like you or Clint, I would probably say something and see if you guys would just remove it. But if it's somebody else, I just don't bother.
And
Whatever.
you'll stew about it. They
I
will
don't know if I
pay. One
stew,
day
but
they will
I won't
pay.
like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Love it or hate it, Madonna.
She, I thought she was overexposed in the 80s and 90s,
Oh, in more ways than six.
and then, but it's like, I don't long to listen to her music, so.
Oh, that's sad. I do. I want to listen to it all the time. Actually, I love Madonna. I think not only was she a groundbreaker, she
Sure.
was one of the first people to stand up, first celebrities to really stand up and fight for people with HIV. She, like with Liz Taylor and all of them, she was in that group.
Right.
And I think that she has been very innovative and forward-thinking in a lot of music. That said, I will always love her for that. But that said, she hit a point where she started doing music that I was just like,
Yeah, she went crazy.
I'm just
She moved to
not
London
into
and
this
went
anymore.
crazy.
And she had all her kids, and she got married to Guy Ritchie and thankfully divorced him. But then she's got 20 kids, and she has her own thing. I would love to see her. And okay, here's the main thing with her. She didn't move into diva status. There's Cher, who became Cher, And then there was Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand, who got to a certain point, they stopped trying to be super relevant and became diva icons. Madonna has never got the point that she's at a point where she needs to stop trying to be a sex symbol and just embrace being Madonna.
I think you're totally wrong.
I think you're gonna need to cut your hair. All right, moving on. Hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, are we living in the golden age of television or are we drowning in content?
Well, I don't think we're living in the golden age of television, because TV sucks.
That would be the 80s. Yeah.
Right now I'd rather go off on a streaming, with the limited series. It's like I just think that because television is just so, I mean, there's a few things that are good, but if they weren't on network TV, they'd be better.
Okay, well, extend that to streaming television shows as well.
I think that we're getting a lot of really good stuff
Okay.
in streaming.
Yeah, I still wouldn't necessarily call it the golden age, but I would say that, and I would tend to lead to being drowning in content because there's so much shit out
Well,
there.
but
But
I
I think that the good shows like you were talking about and the streaming outweigh that to say that there's really good content. You just have to find it.
Okay.
Okay, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know, do you think people who verbally correct grammar in a conversation are helpful, or is it usually about showing off?
It's about being irritating.
Okay, I actually have a very different take on that. I actually think people that do that without realizing necessarily that they do that,
Oh, they know. They know.
Is a very much a sign of autism, like being on the autistic spectrum. And you can be completely like you never even know you have it, but there's just that little thing that's gotta put something in there.
I know, but you know what? You've got to stop using that for everything.
I'm not using it for
Oh,
everything. I'm
no, not
telling you that
you.
there are a
Not
lot of
you, Matt.
people.
Matt, I'm not talking about simply you. I'm talking about everybody's pulls that little card out. It's like, well, I think they're really assholes because they're on the spectrum. Oh, they're just too sweet to everybody because they're on the spectrum. It's like everybody's on the spectrum of some sort. It's like being straight and gay. You go to 1 to 6. Okay, you're either 1 or you're 4 or you're 6. Everybody's going to be a little bit on the spectrum. I mean, I see it in everybody I know. But that's not an excuse. It's not always the excuse. That's all I'm saying. I'm not blaming, I'm not saying it's you. I'm saying I hear it everywhere. And it's almost become an eye roll, Kathy. You know what I'm talking about.
Kathy. But there are people that, as I was saying, there are people that are higher educated or whatever that do things like that, and it's just showing off or being, to me, it's being a dick. Like, there are times when you and I say things on the show that we the other person knows didn't come out right,
Right.
but we don't jump to correct each other because we know what we're talking about. We know our listeners are going to know what we're talking about, so it's not, like some big thing.
And if we do correct each other, it's because we don't want anyone thinking that that's what you really meant.
Yeah, it would have to be egregious to
Sure.
do
But I
that.
mean, to where it's going to hurt somebody's feelings, to where it's like, oh no, you don't mean you hate all black people. What you're saying is, that
Right.
you hate all white people because they're all privileged. It's like, well, no, that's not what I
Yeah.
meant. I just hate the fact that there's even a white privilege out there. That's what I meant to say. And so yeah, correcting something like that is fine, but I think that it's just show-offy. It makes me want to
Yeah.
it makes me bored with those people.
But I do stand by what I said, though, is that there are some people when they don't realize that they're doing it and that they're pissing you off, there's genuinely a reason.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Chubbs, if Timothy or Timothy wants to know if someone is practicing their lines for a play out loud in public, do you find it interesting, distracting, or a little odd?
Probably a little of all.
Yeah, because we've been around actors so much that we were, at least for me, I'm used to hearing shit like that. So it doesn't even really faze me.
Well, and I always find it fascinating to see how people memorize lines. Because I was, I don't mem when I memorized lines, I would go home one night and I would sit with my script and I would memorize page by page by page by page by page. That's what I did. I don't want anybody else around because I'm trying to focus and concentrate on this. But I also memorize much better. See, this is countering right away. I memorize much better through rehearsals. But then I've got to count on Bozo here, who hasn't even cracked the book open, otherwise just to read from it. I remember I did The Real Inspector Hound, and my co-star in that, because I was one of the two leads in it, and it was a lot of dialogue. I mean, the most dialogue I've ever had. And that was in my junior senior summer. So, I mean, that's the most dialogue I've ever had in years and years of acting. And he didn't, we didn't have a full run through where he was off book until the performance.
Oh, wow.
And
Yeah.
we had plenty
God.
of time rehearsing, and it's just
Was his name Malin? No, sorry.
No, but it's he was just distracted because it wasn't, this was summer drama. We're probably not going to get, even close to people coming to see this anyway. What does it matter? And then, I mean, seriously, the dress rehearsal, he was on book. He was on book and he had people feeding him lines.
Oh, address?
Yes. And it was hard. It makes it really hard. So that's all. But
No,
I've been there.
my way is I'm weird because I memorize the lines without the other dialogue, and then I remember I do the first word of all the lines and memorize the first word of all the lines, and then I do the recording of the other lines and then
Oh,
start
really?
that way.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when it's honestly when it's helped for me, because once I memorized the script, I remember I was doing Odd Couple, and Felix, this was opening night, Felix came in, and he once we got the card buddies, once they're out of the off stage, then Felix has to tell Oscar what's going on. And so basically, he went from he started doing lines from the third act, and it's like I finally had to go, okay, stop right here. I went off script in character. You have to tell me what's gone on. Why did your wife get rid? I'm feeding him his cue, and then I could see it once I see the. Okay, and there's like this gleam in their eye, and it's like, okay, then we're back into the first act, and it went on fine. But if I, because of my ridiculous memory, I don't want to say skills, but because I was so stupid on memorizing that I had to memorize everything, I knew where I was in a script as big as The Odd Couple. So
That's really good because
it's.
I've run into a few of those where, And directing, we've had a few shows where we've had actors that just start going in a circle with the same lines that are still out of context over
Right.
and over, and the other guy's trying to get them back into rotation. Anyway, all right. I remember Happy Days.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it was on, but I hated it.
Yeah.
I saw a few things. It was just I while everybody for some reason in the late 70s wanted to shove their pie hole full of f late 50s, early 60s family fun. I didn't no. I was watching I didn't watch Laverne and Shirley, I didn't watch Mork and Mindy, and I didn't watch that balky show. ABC
Perfect
Tuesday
day,
nights.
ladies. Yeah.
I was watching, and this is I guess I don't, even though my parents didn't start watching it right away, we were watching All in the Family, and we were watching the Norman Lear stuff
Yeah.
because the oh God, even today I don't like you know, this it's so sweet. It's such a fun show.
Full
It's
House.
oh yeah, exactly. You know, Mary Kate, you know, doing her lines made me want to put a gun to my head. So, and I didn't watch that show much either. I mean, I've seen a few, most of the stuff I end up following up in some form of syndication when that was a possibility for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like I didn't like cutesy comedies at all. I wanted some writing. I wanted somebody make me laugh like Ma did.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, just great writing, great acting, and it give me a storyline that's not, you know, oh, I'm in love with this guy at school, and I made up a name, but it's not really, he's not really alive, or you know, that's the Brady Bunch.
Glass, yeah.
And granted, there were a few years where that, you know, when I was in my early teens, you know, where that was fine. But as soon as I got a taste of realness, I wanted more of it
Yeah.
and less of the Happy Day shit.
I understand that. I watched Happy Days when I was a kid because I was a kid
It
and
was geared to you.
was, yeah, but I don't remember, like, and I mean, I loved the Fonz, but I don't remember just thinking that was the most amazing show because all I wanted was for it to finish so that I could watch Laverne and Shirley, which I loved and thought was the it show. That's what I wanted. I wanted Laverne and Shirley. Happy Days was just a way to get there.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, let's get into what's in your lunchbox. And we have quite an array of amazing items sent by Mr. Moose, starting with that he made blueberry pie. He was dreaming about this and made extra filling to eat by himself. Wow.
Now, I
I'm not
wonder.
a fan myself, but wow.
Yeah, I'm just wondering the extra filling, was it cooked? You know, because normally it's just blueberries, it's sugar, it's some sort of you know, your spices, whatever spice you want to put in there, and then it kind of melts down into
Right.
and gelatized.
Did
But
he add something else to blueberry to kind of
or if he was just eating blueberries, you know,
yeah.
because I have been nothing I like more than because I always like the fruit pies, the b blueberry ones, and then they just went to berry, which blech. But I love the blueberries, and if I didn't want to eat the crust, I would just get a spoon and eat the blueberry stuff out of it because it
Yeah.
was so yummy. But I don't know that I'd feel the same way of it before it was cooked. Just a thought, just a thought. But anybody that can make homemade blueberry pies, you know,
Yeah.
he's a god. Why is he this way?
Another plate of Asian food, chicken, beef, and shrimp with mixed vegetables and a ginger brown sauce.
My God. Oh, my stomach's growling right now. And this picture caused it.
I have a neighbor that really likes carrot cake, baked her family one. She sent a picture of the remaining cake after they ate the first portion, said it was good. And yes, I've started to put these into cake boxes. I'm making so many cakes now that I can't keep up with cake domes and don't always get the dome back. That is a great idea.
Well, just the fact that he's cooking for the neighbors.
I know, like, when is he going to get one of those, things where he can, like, send us cakes where,
Well, and
and of
the way
course,
you
he
do
probably
that
got a
is
fortune.
the way you do it is that you have to freeze the cake so it travels, but you also have to have some way to keep it frozen while it's traveling. So, but yeah, I love God,
I know, right?
I
Carrot
love cake.
my mom and my favorite. Okay, baked another cake today. This one is for us. Orange bundt cake. Just had a slice, very moist and lots of orange flavor. Walnuts baked into the top. I've never had an orange cake, I don't think.
Yeah, that's good. Looks good.
Ready for summer and lighter food. Tonight is bacon and heirloom tomato sandwiches. Hit the spot. Also took a picture of the pan of bacon just because. Well, it's bacon month, so. All
Wow.
right.
That's a huge pan.
I know. That's actually how I cook my
This is
bacon.
how I cook my bacon too. But I mean, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 12, 13 strips of bacon. I've got one that I can only get 8 on.
Oh, no, not me. I use the big cookie sheet.
That's what I got. You can get 12 on your cookie sheet.
There you are. Okay. Wow. Okay. Had a Cuban sandwich for lunch. It's a favorite of mine. Roast pork, ham, buttered bread, pickle, mustard, and Swiss cheese.
Now,
That looks
did you
amazing.
make your any corned beef and cabbage last night?
No, that's way too expensive for us right now.
Actually, corned beef was pretty cheap.
All right. Next up, we have Phoenix Dave, who wrote in and said, here is my lunch for Wednesday from the compound cafeteria. They were serving fried or baked chicken, neither of which I care for, so I went with the sides, and a giant sugar cookie, macaroni and cheese, mashed potato and gravy, mixed vegetables, roll, and the cookie.
Well, I'm a side guy. Anytime
Me too.
the sides are good, I'd rather have the sides. So,
Although the fried chicken, depending on how it is.
right. I mean, well, it's beside the whatever was available, it didn't matter. The fact is, the macaroni and cheese actually looks good for macaroni and cheese,
It
'cause,
does.
and then, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Always
It's just, yeah.
cookie.
Yeah.
We when we go to Winco and have dinner, Heather likes to get a rotisserie chicken, and she likes the dark meat. I like the white meat, but the white meat tend even though it's well cooked and everything, it still is kind of dry, and I worry about trying to choke it down. So I got a really good barbecue sauce for it, and I just use that to help make it slide down, and it's really good.
Good for you.
I'm thinking ahead. Hey, here's my entries, starting with the sandwich that I had from Raisin Cane's, and it's got some beautiful fries there, which were okay, and then it's got the chicken sandwich that is made from the strips. They just curl it up and stick it in the sandwich and add that special sauce to it. And I was really impressed with how good that chicken was.
Well, I mean, it's for me, it's okay. We usually go to the one in Times Square, right outside of the Harry Potter Theater, and so and it's loud, and the fries are actually decent considering they're not cooked enough, and the strips, but it's still it's like $12, $13, for, some strips and some fries. It's a little pricey. And
Yeah.
it's not quite garbage food, but I wouldn't put it up there with Popeyes either, so.
Yeah, this was like $12, and then you had to add on the drink, which was another. I was like, so it was just kind of out of my comfort range, but she was doing me, like driving and dealing with taking me to appointment and everything, and that's where she wanted to go, and I was just like,
That's fine. Yeah, that's,
take care of
that's
her.
what you do.
Yep. And then next up is an omelet. And that is an omelet that was made by our Lurie Dean. He comes over for brunch on Sundays, and he usually ends up cooking because I guess that's just his thing. I feel a little guilty that, but I do what I can.
Was it just the four of you?
Three.
Oh.
Yes. And so this was a signature omelet from a restaurant that he worked at when he was quite young, and it is a beautiful omelet with green onions and cheese and cut up tomatoes in it. Now, you might tend to think that the tomatoes would make it a little too wet inside, but actually it worked quite well. So, yeah, I think that's all that was in there. I would have probably added a little mushroom myself, but I wasn't cooking. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much what there is. So, if you want to see all those famous, wonderful pictures of what's in your lunchbox segment, all you have to do is go over to our Facebook group at facebook.com/chubsgonewild and take a look. It's in a book, and it's worth it. Also, email us things for the show at chubsgonewild@gmail.com. You can find my other projects over at justkisstheguy.com. And
And if you're watching us on YouTube, well, first of all, you get to see what my hair looks like.
I'm gonna say it that way on purpose. It's okay.
But like and subscribe. But just remember, this is how it looks. When I wake up in the morning and I comb it back, this is how it looks. So, was it worth the trip to Turkey? I got a lot of hair. I just have to figure out what to do with it now.
Well, have you seen the pictures of Joe, the comedian Joe Drabowski? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
He's the gay comedian who also went to Turkey. He had pretty much nothing, just little shoots of stuff, and he went over there and did that. And now he looks like the when they do the comedians do the movies where they're spoofing like the skaters and stuff, and they've got that
Oh, yeah.
super hair, and yeah, he looks like that now. So,
Huh?
so you're right there on par. You just got to get it to.
Yeah, well, when I wash it and if I lightly dry it, I have the shag now. Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, so you can see that over at YouTube. And in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you in a week. So, all right, bye.
Bye.
This has been a For fuck's sake, production.